Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. My name is Liz. Welcome back to my show. Happy to have you here. Shout out to my friends that are listening. Thank you, friends. Thank you for being here. I'm going to be talking with my friend Matt later. Excited to have him on. We have one of my good friends that I've met through the station now. And we're going to be playing some good music. I'd like to give a quick shout out to my friends Zoe and Amara for introducing me to Bad Bad Not Good. It's a instrumental fusion jazz group coming out of Toronto. They've been popping off, so I'm sure some of you have heard their music before. But yeah, thank you Zoe and Amara for putting me on them. I'm going to play for you guys some of their songs. First up, I'm going to play Caroline. And after that, Marking My Time and Alien Love Call. So I'm going to cue those up for you guys. I hope you enjoy. And when we come back, I'll be joined by my friend Matt. So stay tuned. Thanks.
Didn't mind. I'm
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard three songs by Bad Bad Not Good. Firstly being Caroline, followed by Marking My Time and Alien Love Call. I hope you guys enjoyed it. My name is Liz, and I'm joined here with my friend Matthew.
What's up?
We're both volunteers at the radio station, and I've gotten to know Matthew through Record Club. Thursday, every week, 4 p.m. onwards, we have a great group of people where we hang out in the station and we listen to music together. Matthew's like a pillar of the community. He's always there. He's always got the good music.
I do my best, you know, like someone has to come in and represent for jazz, funk, R&B, and soul. I think if you guys like that, please check out my show on CJSF Radio, 8 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. That is The Other Note. Mostly I play jazz. But if you guys think that you could enjoy some of this jazz stuff, get to know me through the radio.
Mm-hmm. He's a good dude. He has good music, and he's genuinely a very good person to be around. Good vibes always. Always got either a very a smirk and a smile on his face, or he's got some wisdom to drop on some new music to put me on. We've been having some good chats in the last few weeks, especially. And something that was really interesting to me recently was we were talking about fashion and self-expression. And how we present ourselves and how it affects how everything from our visuals affects our personality and so on. And you had something really interesting to say about that you learned about that.
Yeah, so I have had roughly the same wardrobe now for almost like 8-9 years, and I've been thinking about now that I'm like older and like an adult. Just turned 31, 32 on the way. Love to see it in a weird way. But I've been thinking about like upgrading my wardrobe. And as I was on YouTube, like looking at certain videos, I saw something about enclosed cognition, which is like this very interesting thing about, you kind of were bringing it up yourself, this idea that like you change the way you think or the way you act based on the clothes you're wearing. And the study that was mentioned, let me bring this up here. It was done by Adam and Galinsky in 2012. And when I heard about it and like the way it was described, I was like pretty shocked. So basically what they did was they got a bunch of university students to go into this lab, and they gave one group of them a lab coat, and they said, okay, this is the type of lab coat that doctors and surgeons wear. And then they had them do a task, and then they had the other group of students, and they said, okay, this is the type of coat that a painter wears. And then they had them do the same task, and what they found was that when people were told that the coat was a doctor's coat, they were more detail-oriented and precise in what they were doing. And when they were told that it was, you know, a painter's coat, they were, you know, even though it was the same coat, they were not performing as well. And they kind of reasoned that the reason that this happened was because of the fact that just the way you think about your own clothes changes the way you behave, which was interesting to me.
Interesting. I definitely feel like when I explore my fashion more experimentally and more creatively, I change how I behave that day, 100%. I've been trying to do some fashion overhaul myself as well. I realized that I was really falling into a pattern of turtleneck and black jeans. That's my staple for the last few years. I love thrifting, and I have so many beautiful pieces that I've been admiring in my closet, and I'm just wondering why I'm not wearing them. And then I've definitely noticed when I put on something I'm proud of or a piece that I think is really fun, and I choose to express myself creatively through my outfit that day, I show up at the radio or I show up in my classes and I'm more creative in the way that I respond to questions or in conversations or the material that I put out. When we do DIY nights at the station, I always put on some sort of like fun outfit, and it literally changes how I act. So that was really cool to hear that, actually.
Yeah, it's cool because I also was hearing a little bit about like color theory and the idea that like wearing certain colors can help like actually brighten your mood or change the way that you think about and just behave in your day-to-day life, which is like, I don't know if it's an interesting thing that I kind of now I'm like, okay, or the reason that certain people who dress goth, like they're kind of moody all the time, is it just because of like the way they think about the world, or is there some feedback happening with their outfits?
I think goths that, of course, with all the subcultures of goth music and dress as well, and aesthetics, definitely represent from inwards out as well. I think it's really cool to see personalities shine through outfits just as much as what you put on can dictate how you feel that day as well. Do you ever feel like you're dressing for how you feel inside that day?
I mean, I feel like I've never really thought about my fashion that intensively until recently. Like, I definitely noticed that, you know, when I go to an event and I'm wearing a blazer or something, I feel, you know, I stand up a little bit straighter, my shoulders come back a little bit, maybe my voice gets a little deeper just to seem more professional or whatever. But I don't usually dress for the day in that way. And I think it's kind of interesting also that, like, we cannot opt out of how other people view us, but we can definitely opt out of the way we think about ourselves. So it's like the way
that's very mature of you.
You know, these years and the wisdom I've developed, you know, it shines through sometimes. No, but it's like, yeah, we can't. Like, other people will always have some say in the way they view us, and we just kind of have to live with that, which is, I don't know, a pro and a con of like, the fashion and the clothes thing. Because I think when I was younger, I was more like, oh, I want to dress however I want, and screw these people who don't agree with me, blah, blah, blah. And then now I'm kind of like, eh, maybe I should actually care a little bit about this stuff. So
that's fair. How much, like, moving forward with your fashion, how are you feeling about it? Because you said you were rethinking your wardrobe a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely know I'm going to be picking up some more button downs and some more blazers over the next little bit. It's also an interesting thing because it's like I finished my bachelor's and I'm going to be going on to do a master's, and I'm doing it in economic policy. So I'm like, okay, if I'm going to be telling people I'm an economist, I need to have a certain look about me.
Dress the part.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They say, you know, dress for the job you want, not the job you have or whatever.
Okay.
So I don't know. I need to look more thoughtful and professional. Maybe I'll get some fake glasses or something.
Okay. What does an economist look like?
I feel
you're just picturing my econ profs.
Yeah. See, yeah. This is the thing, because it's like, in a way, you need to dress how you think other people would interpret you for that type of situation. So it's like, I feel like I should wear, you know, maybe one of those like sweater vests and a blazer that looks like very mathematical, professorly, as opposed to like, you know, an oversized sweater like this. Even though this oversized sweater is so warm and comfy,
it's a nice sweater too. It genuinely looks nice. I think the elbow pads and all that as well.
Yeah.
I always think it's a good trope in TV and film, but also so real in real life, is that someone might be dressed outside of what the stereotype would be expected, and someone rolls up to, you know, their career, their professional career that they've worked years on, but they're not quite dressed the part, and people are shocked.
Yeah.
How dare they? Like, yeah. I didn't expect that you would be an economist showing up in a sweater, or, you know, like ripped jeans or like whatever else. The way that we are perceived by other people, by the way that we present ourselves, both in the ways that we choose to present ourselves and the ways that are completely beyond our control as well. That's why I say, like, that it's a very mature take that we can't control what other people think. We can only control what we present and say. Because, like, I know that that was horrifying to me to know that, like, there are things that I can't control that people will perceive.
Yeah, of course. I think that that was a thing that, as I've gotten older, I've better learned to deal with. Just because it's like, as you go through life and people do this to you more and more, you just have to kind of accept it. And then also kind of recognizing that, like, there are an interesting thing about, like, as I've gotten older and, like, people have started to better guess my age. Like, for a long time, everyone put me between the ages of, like, 22 and, like, 25 for most guests. And nowadays, people are starting to guess that I'm, like, actually, like, late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, maybe not only am I behaving differently, but maybe I'm, like, dressing differently or trying to present myself in these other ways. And it used to, it's interesting because it's, like, being Black, there's always a way that some people will kind of initially try to pigeonhole you into something. And then that was a thing that I always wanted to push against when I was younger. And then now I'm kind of like, okay, there's certain advantages to this in the way that other people view me, and that's outside of any sort of fashion or style. So
Do you think that it's just on them how they perceive you, and ultimately it's just you being you?
I mean, there's, so, like, they always say, you know, you only get one first impression. So it's like, the first impression is up to me. Then the next, like, the way people think about me is always going to be dependent on how I behave. So if I behave in a certain way and then people choose to view me in the opposite way, so if I behave as, like, someone who's obviously intelligent, who, you know, is trying to do something with their life, and then people try to pigeonhole me into something else, it's not up to me to be offended by that. It's up to me to be like, well, this person is a butthole and I don't need to deal with them or take them seriously. And usually it kind of ends up being that other people will feel the same way about that person, so I don't have to put the pressure on them to change. I can just be like, okay, well, that's how you feel, and, you know, you will get your roses one way or another.
True and real. Finding support through people that represent their values, like, on their sleeve as well, is good people to surround yourself with. Stereotypes, especially just based off of how you look, is something so infuriating to me that you skip the personality entirely. Skip getting to know the person entirely and just assign
whatever sets of biases. So it's pretty insane too, because it's like there are always people who act as if whatever their first guess was like the truth and can only be the truth, and then they get so set in these ideas, you can't fight those people. It's not worth your time, because, like, whatever they've decided, like, that's just their foolhardy assumptions, and they're probably not gonna change those for anything.
True. And why would we try?
Yeah.
There's better things to put our effort in.
Yeah, even though I agree with you, and I'm working on not fighting people on dumb stuff, every once in a while, you know, even the mighty must fall to some bad ideas.
I appreciate people that do obviously stand up for what they believe in, but also aren't going to acquiesce to loud buttholes that say, my opinion is going to be pushed on you and you're going to suffer for it. Why tell them off?
Even though the better angels of our judgment would tell us not to do that, sometimes it doesn't happen. There's that line Michelle Obama famously said, when they go low, we go high. And then a lot of people have been like, no. When they go low, we go lower. We're going right down with you.
I appreciate that. I like that. Keep fight tooth and nail. Die on a hill. Yeah. I mean, I speak from a place of privilege as a white woman as well, is that people generally give me the benefit of the doubt to be mild mannered and forgive me easily. And I try to stand up as often as I can. To protect my friends. Nothing makes me more angry than a person that thinks that they can get away with talking smack and that think I won't won't serve them some truth. And also just or honestly, again, getting older is realizing how much energy it takes to respond to someone, and that just like I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna take my friends and get out of there, because is it worth the effort? We're gonna go be fashionable somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know?
Fashion. To get back to our main topic. No, fashion is important and interesting in a lot of different ways too.
Yeah. It is representing ourselves in a way that makes us proud of ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can be proud to present yourself as a as an economist.
I don't know. I have so many criticisms of economics and economists. And then there's also, like, there are times where, like, I'll see something and I'll be like, someone will make a comment about economics and I'll have to think for a second and be like, is that right? Is that really how it's supposed to? And you get, like, the imposter syndrome of being like, do I really remember all these things from my first year economics class that are supposed to be so obvious?
True. That's so true. Yeah. I hope that gets better with the master's degree.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm thinking about the fact that, like, I will have to be a TA, and I'm, like, almost dreading having, like, some student ask me a question and me be like, oh, I don't know. I'm not that much smarter than you or anything. So.
I didn't put the sweater vest on today. I'm, like, yeah. My hand.